It's Sunday, April 21st. Good morning. I'm Will Konkin with your daily kickstart from Barry360. The U.S. House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. The package now goes to the Senate, which could pass it as soon as Tuesday. A Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine, quote, expected and predictable, and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. A new haven for Youth Haven will blossom this summer. The century-old home on Wellington Street East in Barrie will be torn down next month and rebuilt on the current property with a move-in date expected sometime in July. Youth Haven provides shelter and services to at-risk youth and youth experiencing homelessness between ages 16 to 24. Currently, the organization has 19 beds at the shelter and has a transitional house elsewhere in the city, along with providing outreach services. New facility will have 31 beds. Over to Orillia. County of Simcoe has partnered with the Elizabeth Fry Society to operate the temporary supportive rapid rehousing program facility in Orillia. Site will be at 175 West Street South and will provide rapid rehousing to unhoused youth in the Orillia area as they find stable, reliable housing and learn skills needed for independent living in the community. The first pitch is set for the second annual Home Runs for the Hungry charity baseball game. Features a mix of past and present Barrie Baycats, local celebrities, and other athletes. Funds go to the Barrie Food Bank, helping to keep shelves stocked throughout the summer.
We always have a bit of a tough time in the sort of June, July, early August time frame because it's not a point in time where we have funds coming in. And it's before we start to get donations from our local farmers, so it really does help us out.
Sharon Palmer, Executive Director of the Food Bank, says the goal is to raise $30,000. Game is set for May 4th, Star Wars Day, and there will be a contest with a prize for the best Star Wars costume. Disappointment in the air at Toronto's Maple Leaf Square last night. Leafs lost their playoff opener against the Boston Bruins 5-1. A mix of sun and cloud, clearing late this afternoon, wind gusting to 60 this morning, high 9. That's your kickstart for Sunday, April 21st. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, don't let bad days trick you into thinking you have a bad life.